Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are continuing in the first parak of Maseches Moed Katan. Today we are learning parak Aleph Mishnah Beis and parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. In parak Aleph Mishnah Beis, the Mishnah continues its discussion about the Isser of doing any malacha that requires any extra effort, any tircha yisera on Chol HaMoed, even to prevent a davar ha'avid, even to prevent a financial loss. Like the previous Mishnah, this one's going to deal with Shemitah as well, says the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Ein osin es ha'ama batchila b'moed. A person's not allowed to dig a new irrigation canal, like a ditch used to direct water through a field or from one field into another. During Chol HaMoed, this requires too much effort. Uva Shvi'as, you can't do it during Shemitah as well, because such digging appears to be like you're literally digging in a field, which is forbidden during the Shemitah year as well. The Chachamim disagree when it comes to Shemitah. The Chachamim say, Osin es ha'ama b'tchila b'shvi'as, that you may dig a new irrigation canal during Shemitah. We only repair damaged canals, but you can't actually dig new ones because of the extra tircha that involves such an activity. Continuing in the Mishnah, another category of malacha that is allowed on Chol HaMoed is tzarchei rabim, things that are needed for the public. Mishnah is going to give examples of such items, of such activities that are allowed for that purpose. Umesakten es kilkulei hamayim shebrishos harabim. You're allowed to repair damage, like these underground tanks that we use to collect rainwater for drinking that are in the rishos harabim, the public area. People need the drinking water. Vechot denosan, you can clear them out by removing pebbles or dirt that have fallen into them. Umesakten es hadrachim v'yaser rechovos. And you can repair the wide roads and the narrow streets. Ves mikvos mayim and the mikvos of water. Ve'osin kol tzarchei rabim, and really attend to all other public needs as well. Whether you're digging new pipes, if they're going to be needed by the public on Yom Tov, for that you're allowed to do those things. And even work that needs a public need is subject to certain restrictions, though. It may not be done in a professional manner. That's referred to as Maisa Uman, unless it is required for the Yom Tov itself. Since pipes under the streets must be dug in a professional manner, this work is permitted only if the public's going to actually need the water on Yom Tov. In the Mishnah's previous cases, the work is allowed even if not needed for the Yom Tov, because it can be done in a non-professional way. That's what we refer to as Maisa Hedyo. Here's another rule, as the Mishnah concludes, and concerning work in Chol HaMoed, is that even permitted work may not be scheduled. And for Chol HaMoed, what are two exceptions to this rule? Mitzainen es akvaro, so you can mark graves in Chol HaMoed to warn people, to people of the present, that a person touches or stands on a grave, or even if he's under the same covering as graves, then he becomes tamei, and therefore the Kohanim need to know exactly where the graves are, and that you're allowed to do in Yom Tov. The Yotzin af al-Hakilayim, and the messengers of the Beis Din may even go out and inspect fields for Kilayim and Chol HaMoed and uproot any that they find. As the Mishnah described in Maseches Kilayim, they would often go out and make sure that there weren't various plants that aren't allowed to be planted together. That can be done on Chol HaMoed as well. Now the Mishnah in Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel, as we continue in the Perek, is going to return to its discussion of watering crops on Chol HaMoed. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Moshchen es ha'mayim me'ilon le'ilon, you're allowed to draw water from one tree to another tree on Chol HaMoed, meaning if a puddle of water formed around a tree, a person may make a small channel from it to the other trees in order to water them. The trees mentioned here can survive on rainfall alone, so irrigating them is not needed to prevent damage, but only to increase the amount of fruit that they're going to actually produce, but it's nevertheless allowed because diverting water in this manner requires almost no effort. Uvilvach lo yashkes kol asada, but this is only allowed if one's not actually watering the entire field. That would be too much effort that one's not allowed to undergo on Chol HaMoed. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss the situation of plants that cannot survive on rainwater alone, and they need some irrigation, but are not irrigated every single day. Says the Mishnah, Zeram shelo shasu lifnei ha'moed lo yashkem b'moed. Plants that were not watered regularly before the Yom Tov may not be watered on Chol HaMoed, although these plants require irrigation in order to survive, since they're not usually watered on a regular basis, no harm is going to come to them if they're not watered for a few days. However, the Chachamim disagree with both of these halachos. The Chachamim matir baze uvaze, but the Chachamim permit, number one, watering in an entire field that can survive on rainwater alone, and watering plants that do not require constant water, even though neither activity is needed to prevent a loss, is no davar avid here. It's nevertheless allowed according to the Chachamim, because the Chachamim allowed Mlacha and Chalamoid not only to prevent a loss, but even in order to actually, in order to increase some level of profit, some level of money. It's not only about davar avid, but it's also in order to make a profit. Have a great day.